Okay, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School for the talking to the three state entries. Congratulations for Eli Olson and Ben Gunnlickson and Cameron Sather. So, Eli, second trip to the state?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you had to come back and go through the state trip the hard way.
Yeah. hoping to not have a true second, but it's all right.
But
got there anyway.
You're also glad to get that true
yep.
second
yep.
when it comes around.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks if you don't.
Only two losses going into the state tournament. That,
yep.
That's quite an accomplishment. You've had one heck of a year.
Thank you.
It's not over yet. So.
Yes, sir.
The fun part's coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, congratulations.
Right. Thank you.
How did you fire yourself up for that true second match?
I had to come into the true second match a little more angry than the finals match. I kind of came in there expecting that I was just going to walk away with an easy win, and obviously that didn't happen. But I had to find a way to fire myself up and got it done. So
got it done.
Well, the whistle went off to start the match, and I think you got a takedown within the first 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I hadn't even got your name written down yet. That's not a very long name, so you already had it taken down.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job. Well, yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. And then Ben, third time to
yep.
the state tournament?
Yep, third
yep.
trip.
Oh, boy. And you went undefeated. You're a champion, so.
Yep.
Nice. Anything unexpected that caught you off guard a little bit, or?
Didn't expect to see that kid in the finals.
Okay.
He was a 6 seed and upset
right.
the kids to get there. So
right. Yep. That's
didn't expect that.
That's why you wrestled the tournament, though.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of wrestling.
You're so fun to watch because in this tournament, you did get a pin, but for an individual tournament like this, all you got to do is win by 1 point.
Yep.
You showed that in the first match,
yeah,
4-0 win.
Right.
So
just gotta survive in advance.
That's right.
Okay. And you're so good on your feet.
Yep.
Offensively and defensively. And
yep.
Well, 39 wins or whatever you have. That's amazing. So,
yep.
So
carry it on.
And
yes, sir.
Your season isn't over yet.
Yep.
Okay.
Good luck to you down there.
Thank you.
Yes. And then finally, Cameron Sather,
yeah,
who had to do it the hard way as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Extra match time.
That's right. Another extra win on the record.
There you go. That's one way to look at it.
of your 9 losses, though, I think they're all state-ranked kids.
Yeah. Yeah, they all are ranked, I think yeah. they were.
Yeah.
Or they are now.
And maybe wrestling a lead up?
Do
you have to cut a lot?
No, I don't really have to cut. I just got to maintain a little bit. But
okay.
Yeah.
Feeling healthy?
Yeah, I feel great.
No, that's the key going into this tournament right
yeah,
here.
Right.
Who feels healthy and who feels
fat and
ready
fat.
To go. Yeah, absolutely. Go get it.
Well, what was your attitude going into that true second match?
I already knew I had it. I was a little overconfident, I'd say, because I've already beat the kid twice this year, so I was like, I'm not gonna let you beat me. But it came a little closer than I thought, but still got the job done.
Only have to win by 1 point.
Yep, only have to win by one.
And put yourself in his shoes. You lose to a guy twice.
Yeah.
Now, how fired up do you get to try to beat that guy that beat you twice? So.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Well, keep it rolling, stay healthy,
yep.
and
yep,
we'll
right.
see you down in the cities, guys.
Yep.
Great
thank
job.
You.
Great job. Well, Hank, going into the tournament, you were hoping to have maybe more go to the state tournament, but for the most part, they wrestled hard. You've got 13 in and 11 of them placed somewhere there on the podium.
Yeah, the boys wrestled real hard today, real well. Our section's pretty deep, we knew that, so it you're going to really have to wrestle well to come out of here. There's five teams that have been ranked in the state, and there's how many other teams that have ranked individuals on their team. So you knew you really had to wrestle well, and the boys fought hard. Ben was our lone champ. He's dominated the whole day today. It was good to see him do that. He should get seeded pretty high in the state tournament. When Eli, in his finals match, I think he kind of took the foot off the gas right away and kind of got shocked a little bit by getting taken down. And but I think it was a learning moment for him. You got to bring your A game every time. And he definitely did it in the two-second match. You guys are saying that. And then Cam, he got that early takedown in the finals and then couldn't quite get any more offense after that. And but he stuck with it and got his two-second match. And
how many times? They wrestled a couple, three times.
Yeah, they wrestled. So you get to know him. To know him and know what he does and know how to defend him.
The setups, yeah.
Kind of knew he was going to be close.
But yeah,
like you said, we had 11 placers, and Landon Olson had a real good two-second match. You know that kid is going to go for broke the whole 6 minutes, and he wrestled well and just got caught up a little bit. Gavin Mortensen also got third. He wrestled very well and came out in that third-place match and got that pin. That was nice to see him finish his year like that.
Right.
Griffin Johnson, we bumped him up to 14. He got a win for us, a little eighth grader out there, bumping up the weight and wrestling hard. Grayson Olson and Tygan Long, two seniors in there that wrestled hard their last all the way through the tournament and ended up getting placing, so it's always nice to end with a medal around your neck. Noah Meyer, another senior, he wrestled hard, got to the third and fourth place match. You know, he had his chances, and it was fun to have him be one of the leaders of this team. Holland Shocker, he's always exciting in his matches. He upset Luwagi, and I don't know if Luwagi won his true second match or not, but
I think he did.
Yeah, so that's the state entry that you beat in the tournament, and he's going, but you're not. Depends on when you beat him, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah, well, then, like I talked about, Landon and Brian Rohde wrestled a great tournament. He lost to the kid. He beat the kid, then he lost to him, so those kids have gone back and forth, and that kid had a two-second match. And Carson wrestled great today, too. He wrestled very smart, and nice to see him peaking at the right time and had a great tournament. But all those seniors will be missed. Great group of kids, but great leaders for us. Hopefully the younger ones can learn from them and move on.
You always got to reload every year, you fill in the seniors for the next year and hope you do the best. All you can do.
Yeah. So I guess best of luck down the state with those three. They're always fun to watch.
Should be fun.
Yep. Thanks for coming, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Okay. Good job, Hank.
Yeah. Well, Danny, that about wraps it up.
Yeah. It's kind of a long day. I thought we'd be out of here a little quicker than this, but.
We're always the last ones to leave the gym.
A lot of good action. I mean, the people got their money's worth when they come in the doors, so that's all you can ask for.
Right.
Nobody got seriously injured. I mean, there's always a couple little tweaks here and there, but, nobody went out on a stretcher, and that's also makes for a good day.
You get the postseason time. There's other activities going on, and that's why we're doing this via the tape recorder, tape delay, and it'll be on the podcast if people want to listen to the matches and things like that. So I want to thank Maynard and Phil Werpy, running the board, all the sponsors that make all these tournaments possible and these events possible. Couldn't do that without them. So with that, for Danny Lee and myself, Dick Newman, will be covering Canby in the state park on Thursday, and then Winnioda, Canby, and Team United individual wrestlers on Friday and Saturday, and we hope we get some more people on the podium.
Should be fun.
Okay. With that, we'll say a very good evening, everyone. Good night.